Hey guys, how's it going? It's Ignacio, and today I'm gonna come at you with some positivity. I'm gonna come at you with some real stuff. You know, I'm gonna heighten your mindset, so you think and act like successful people. Okay, now what today's topic is gonna be about, it's gonna be about your thoughts and your habits. Okay, you know, I'm gonna get right to it. Now, you know, any successful person, the reason why they're successful, I'm gonna say this one time, or I'm gonna say this a few times. The reason why successful people are successful and why they're so able to get stuff done is because they have full control of their thoughts and they have full control of their habits. Now, you may be thinking like, oh, I have control of my thoughts, you know, I have control of my habits, and in reality, you don't. And that's why you're at where you're at right now. You know, and you think it's impossible to be like successful, like, dude, only 1% makes it. You know, it's all politics. No, it's not. It's because that 1% was able to control their thoughts and their habits. It sounds easier said than done. Like, I can control it, but you know, just look where you're going. Look where you're at right now. Obviously, you're not able to control your thoughts and your habits. Now, I'm not saying everybody is not successful. People that may listen to this are successful. But the majority out there, the 99%, are not. Now, I'm going to tell you why. The reason is because your habits are horrible. Your habits are basically your choices and your actions that lead up to where you're at right now. Now, what are some bad habits? Now, bad habits would be, you know, say you're working right now. You're working a 9-to-5, okay? And you have a little side project you're working on. But you're not really working on it, you know, you're just kind of like pushing up, you know, I'll get started tomorrow, I'll get started the next day, the next day, the next day, whatever. That's a bad habit right there. You need to act on it quick. You know, in that time, are you trying to master your craft? That free time that you have, are you trying to master your craft? Or are you watching Netflix? Are you fucking, you go smoking weed with your friends, you're drinking, whatever. You know, instead of mastering your craft, you're doing fun stuff. No, see, that those are bad habits right there. You may think like, damn, that's me right there. Like, I didn't even know. Yeah, that's you. You could think about it. You could think about what's gonna make you successful. Oh man, it's gonna make me successful, man. And man, but you gotta act on it. Then you gotta act on it every day, every moment. You gotta act on it. You gotta master your craft every day of the second, every day that you have free. You know, of course, you got a 9-to-5, whatever. You got a job. Dude, when you get out of work, that has to be your most dominant thought. That next thing, your thoughts. Your most dominant thought throughout the whole day needs to be you mastering your craft and whatever you're doing. That needs to be your most dominant thought is, dude, I need to get home. I need to get on this fast. I need to get on this fast. And then right after, and then, dude, that's when your habits start kicking in. You need to control your thoughts. You may be thinking, oh, I control my thoughts. No, you don't. That might scare you a little, but the devil is controlling your thoughts. If you're drifting, the devil's controlling your thoughts. There's two different people in this world. There's the drifters and the non-drifters. The drifters just drift through life. It's self-explanatory. They drift through life. Their habits, they drift. Their thoughts, they're drifting. And there's just drifting and drifting and drifting. What do I mean by that? Do you get home? You watch Netflix, you eat fast food or whatever. You're just drifting. That takes no thought at all. You know, you're having fun, you're smoking weed, that numbs your brain. That takes no thinking whatsoever. The devil is controlling your mind. And he controls it so easily, you don't even notice. That's why you got to control your thoughts. No, I want to be thinking this. This is what I want to be thinking. I want to be thinking, I need to get home and master my craft. Get out of my head. That's what I need to be thinking. I want to get home and master my craft. I want to get better every single day. I need to finish that book that I'm reading. You know, I need to work on this. Then your habits start following it. Because whatever you're thinking, whatever your most dominant thought is, then your habits are going to follow it. Your thoughts and your habits are one. They become one. And that's what creates you. The mindset of a successful person is that they're so focused, they're so goal-orientated, they're so result-orientated that they just get shit done. That's how successful people are, because they like every day, every moment, they're just dominating the thoughts. their subconscious mind. I'm gonna get on that on another episode, but they're just dominating their thoughts so much that their actions come out to be getting shit done. Their habits are, they're mastering the craft, they're working on this, they're working on that. It's because their thoughts and their habits are aligned with their goals. Your thoughts and your habits need to be aligned with your goals. What do you mean by that? This is what I mean. For example, say you want to be a fucking, I don't know, a singer or a bodybuilder. You know, you want to play ball, you want to play basketball or baseball, whatever. Now, what are your habits throughout the day? Are you not working? Are you, you're eating bad? If as an athlete, you're eating bad, which is gonna affect your physical performance. You know, are you not going to the gym every day? You're just hanging out with some friends. That's making you a drifter. Yeah, you're working on a little bit, but I mean, dude, you want to make it to the professional like level, you gotta beat out the other 99%. Sounds easier said than done. You just gotta think, dude, if I'm not working on it right now, somebody's passing me up. If I'm not working on my craft right now at this moment, there goes another person passing me up. You don't want to think like, I just want to make it there. No, you don't want to think just making it. You want to think, I want to be the best and stay there. Now, that's going to be another episode I'm going to talk about. It's called being relentless. But right now, I'm talking to you guys about your thoughts and your habits. Now, how do you change your thoughts? How do you change your habits? You know, yeah, you'd probably be like, hey, Nacio, you say this, but like, how do you do it? How do you change it? Now, first, you gotta recognize that you have bad habits and you have bad thoughts. Now, you're probably thinking, what bad thoughts do I have? Well, numb your brain. That's pretty bad, right? That's horrible right there. Numb your brain, you know, watching this, watching Netflix, smoking weed, drinking. That's numbing your brain. Bad thoughts are like, dude, if I do this, people are gonna make fun of me. That's the devil putting fear in your mind. He is. He's putting fear in your mind. Now, bad thoughts are like, dude, like being negative, you know, just being straight up negative towards you, not only towards people, but towards yourself. I can never do that. Dude, why am I even doing this? It's never going to work. That's the devil talking. Don't let him speak for you. Don't let him think for you. You think for yourself. And I'd be like, no, I could do this shit. I can succeed. You know, you got to control your, that's how you control your thoughts. And you got to think, dude, I need to get home and get this shit done. I need to master my craft. And how do you control your habits, you may ask. You know, like, Ignacio, how do you control your habits? You know, you say that, but I don't really know. Well, this is what you do. Before you go to sleep, you write out, you know, you write out a schedule for the next day. What are you going to do you need to control every hour of the day, every minute of the day. You need to control it of just straight up productivity. You need to be productive at every given moment. That's how you control your habits. That's how your habits become relentless. Then you just get after it. You know? So that's what you do. Before you go to sleep every day, you write out what you're going to do the next day. What, like, you just write out what productive shit you're going to do the next day. What task are you going to tackle? How are you going to be productive the next day? That's what you write down. At 5 o'clock, I'm going to do this. At 6 o'clock, I'm going to do this. 7 o'clock, this, boom, boom, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. But those habits need to be aligned with your goals. They can't be other shit. And they need to be, you need to have one single dominant thought, okay? And your habits need to be aligned with that. So all that productive stuff that you're writing before you go to sleep for the next day needs to be towards your goals. And you'd be thinking like, dude, I'm going to get this done tomorrow. And that has to be your thought all day is I'm going to get this shit done. I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be the best. That's where your thoughts need to be. I'm going to do this so I can get this. You need to be result orientated. I'm doing this so I can accomplish this. I'm training right now. I'm swinging the bat 100 times so I can be the best hitter in the world when I make it. That's how you control your thoughts and your habits. You know, before you go to sleep, you just write down what you're going to do the next day that are towards your goals. How are you going to be productive? You need to be productive at every given moment. I cannot stress that enough. You need to be productive every given moment. You cannot drift one. You cannot drift at all. Because if you drift just 1 hour, say 1-2 hours, dude, that goes like 10 people flying by you. You want to be the best? Dude, you got to beat out the other 99%. You know, with that being said, you know, catch me in the, you know, I'm going to come out with another episode in the next few days, you know, possibly tomorrow. I'm going to give you guys another episode just to cleanse your mind so you can be thinking positive thoughts all the time. I'm going to help you guys out with that. I'm going to help you guys reach that top-notch, successful mindset. All right, guys, have a good day. Keep your thoughts and your habits aligned and just fucking get after it, guys, all right? All right, see ya.